Welcome, friends, to Music Valley.
Happy day. Smiling, you will find that it will pay. Happy day,
happy day, happy day. Sing a song and drive your troubles all away.
Yes, a warm welcome to another gathering in Music Valley, the friendly half hour with Merle Travis and his talking guitar, Dakota Russell and the Saddle Pals, Holly O'Neill and the Sunset Riders, Arthur Smith and Jack Rivers. So settle down and make yourselves at home in Music Valley.
Happy day!
And here's the man you've come to see and hear, Monogram Pictures' newest cowboy singing star, Jimmy Wakely.
Roly-poly, eating corn and taters, hungry every minute of the day. Roly-poly, gnawing on a biscuit, long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie, never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty, bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Let's listen to the band.
For breakfast, bread and jelly 20 times a day. Roly-poly eats a hearty dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play. Pulls up weeds and does the chores, runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty, bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Thank you, friend. I'm much obliged to you. I'm mighty happy so many of you could make it tonight. Just sorry the rest of you live so far away. But we'll be visiting with you soon to shake hands with you and say howdy. But until then, we'll just have to visit with you by way of your radio. My pal Arch Presby, he handles the long words I can't get started with here. He's told you who's here. So Dakota Russell?
Yes, sitting and waiting, Jimmy.
Get them saddle pals going and them yodeling fiddles to help out on Silver Bells. Take it away, folks.
Thank you.
Can you imagine a rickety old wagon loaded with cotton quicking its way into town from a plantation?
Yeah, Jimmy. Mules kind of frisky when they started out, but slowed down to a walk under the blazing sun and the heavy load.
Yeah, the driver dozing on a seat. Hears the sound of wheels and hooves. And their rhythm takes on a meaning. A meaning that becomes a cadence and an urge to sing. Simple, plain, everyday words the driver sings to a simple, plaintive melody. The Sunset Riders and Holly O'Neill voice his song.
Understanding, there's a pasture at the end of each road.
Thank you, Holly, and thank you, Sunset Riders. That's one of my favorite tunes.
Oh, say, Jimmy, sorry to interrupt, but we have a visitor outside. He just rode up.
What kind of horse he riding, Arch?
A live one.
No, I mean, what color?
Well, Jimmy, it's kind of dark to tell, but that animal was certainly swayback.
Well, that's nothing. A lot of swayback horses around here.
Well, maybe, but this is the first one I ever saw that had to have his stomach propped up on a roller skate.
Now I see what you mean. Friends, let's welcome a mighty good friend of mine. Comes from the hills of Kentucky and brings a saddlebag packed with old-time songs. Merle Travis and his talking guitar.
Jimmy, I heard what you said. Beautiful, beautiful build-up, I must say. I heard you, Wakely.
I'm glad you heard what I said. And welcome to this show here, Merle.
Well, does that count my horse?
Sure, he's always welcome, too.
Then I feel welcome. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, sir. And I want you to sing a song right now, boy.
All right. I'd like to sing you a little song about a steel-driving man by the name of John Henry. That'd be all right?
Take it away, Merle.
When John Henry was just a little bitty boy, no bigger than the palm of your hand, well, his mammy, she looked down at Johnny and said, that Johnny gonna be a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Johnny gonna be a steel-driving man. Then John Henry got to be a pretty good size, sitting on his mammy's knee. Well, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said, this hammer gonna be the death, Lord, of me. This hammer gonna be the death, Lord, of me. Glad I brought my cousins now. John Henry went to the tunnel to drive, a steam drill by his side. Well, he beat the steam hammer to the top of the hill, and then he laid down his hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he cried. Now John Henry said to the Shaker Man, said, Shaker Man, why don't you sing? I weigh 49 pounds from my hips on down. Just listen to the cold steel ring, Lord, Lord. Listen to the cold steel ring. Well, they took John Henry to the graveyard, and they buried him there in the sand. And every time a locomotive come rolling by, said, there lays a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lays a steel-driving man.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Merle Travis. We'll be looking for you back here just as soon as you can make it. And while we're dealing with guitars, here's another man who can set in with Merle. Only he plays a new kind of a doodad, all wired up for sound and such, the electric guitar. It's Jack Rivers with the Saddle Pals and Little Rock Getaway. Take it away, boy.
Superb. Why, the shading, the tonality, the nuances, they all blend into a homogeneous whole.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Just a minute now.
Why?
You're the only man I know that takes 50 words to say, I like it.
Well, I'd argue that point with you, Jimmy, but there are two gentlemen out here who say they haven't the price of admission, but they're willing to work their way in.
What are the names, Arch?
Lasses and Flapjack.
You mean Lasses White and Cliff Stone.
Yes,
well, let's
sir.
Bring them in here.
Come on.
Mean and stubborn, and nobody wants to be around you when you act like that.
That's all right, that's all right. Clifford, the argument's over, son. When it comes speaking about the fair sex, you talking to a man among the women now, partner.
So you call yourself a lady killer, huh?
Well, I ain't bragging, Clifford, but when I take my Saturday night bath and put on my Sunday suit and let the ladies glimpse me, those I don't kill, I cripple.
Well, I ain't heard no wedding marches played with you helping to lead no parade.
Nah, but if you'd been with me over in Arizona, you would, Clippy. One of them sun-kissed beauties done made me fall in love with a son. Hot dog.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good. The gal fell in love with me, too.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. The gal's pappy done kicked me out of the house.
Well, that's bad.
No, that's good. The gal and me eloped and got married.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. The gal turned out to be a widow with six kids and a mammy-in-law.
Well, that's bad.
No, that's good. The gal had a nice house and each kid had $2,000.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. I couldn't get my hands on any of the money.
Well, that's bad.
No, that's good.
bad.
I got to live in the house and didn't have to pay any rent.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. The house caught on fire and burned down.
Well, that's bad.
No, that's good. The house was heavily insured.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. My wife took the money and bought a ranch way out 11 miles from no place.
Well, that's bad.
No, that's good. She had to buy an automobile and I got a lot of free rides.
Well, that was good.
No, that was bad. We had to hire a chauffeur to drive the fool car.
Well, that was bad.
No, that was good. The chauffeur ran away with my wife and took them 6 kids and my mammy-in-law.
Well, that's good.
You're doggone right, that's good.
All right, thank you, Lasses and Cliffy. That's mighty fine. And now, friends, let's listen to Lasses White, the old-time minstrel star, singing one of his old-time songs, Mine, All Mine. Here it is.
When you see my baby walking down the street, boy, she's mine, all mine. When you meet the gal that's got the rest all beat, boy, she's mine, all mine. She got a great big picture hat and all the clothes that goes with that. She's my baby, I'm my boy. She's a mama's pride and joy. She got a pair of eyes I idolize, and she's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time, and rain or shine. She got a pair of feet 6 feet round. You ought to see her lift them up and lay them down. Boy, you may want her, you can't have her, 'cause she's mine, all mine.
When you see my baby walking down the street, boy, she's mine.
I hear you.
When you meet the gal that's got the rest all beat, boy, she's mine.
Uh-huh.
She's got a great big picture hat.
Yeah, boy.
All the clothes that go with
uh-huh.
that. Now she's my baby, I'm her boy.
First she's a mama's pride and joy.
She's got a pair of eyes I don't lie. She's mine, all mine.
I hear you.
Her lips are smiling for me all the time, and rain or shine.
She got a great big mouth, dimpled chin. When she smiles, the whole face caves in. Boy, you may want her, but you can't have her, 'cause she's mine, all mine.
Thank you very much, Fred. And thank you, Lee Lasses White. That was really all right. And now, we're going to take you way back with an old-time fiddler that's one of the best. Arthur Smith, the king of the fiddlers, and Bile M. Cabbage Down. Take it away, boy. Puffin' circling south, little moonshine in your mouth. Alabama left with your left hand and right and left and right and left grand. Thank you. That was Arthur Smith, king of the fiddlers. Arthur, you just take your bow out and cool it off over there in the water and trough.
And now Jimmy Wakely with Holly O'Neill and the Sunset Riders with a song we know you'll number among your favorites.
I'm a Roman cowboy riding all day long. Around me,
their lonely song. Nights underneath the prairie moon, I ride along and sing a tune.
Oh, see them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found,
drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Past are behind. No, where to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along,
keep rolling along.
Deep in my heart is a song,
deep in my heart is a song.
Here on the range I belong,
drifting along with a tumbling.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope you like it. Hey, Dakota, you all set there? Where's Dakota? All set up to go? There he is, on the piano. Get out from under that piano there, boy. How he does it, I don't know. He's so big. How about getting Pete Martinez and turning him loose with a steel guitar rag? Take it away, boy.
We always like to end our Music Valley gatherings with a hymn. And tonight we've chosen one that means a lot to all of us here. I know it has a special meaning to many of you out there, too. Why don't you folks join me and the Sunset Riders and sing it? Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His lighthouse evermore. That song means a lot to me. It reminds me of my responsibility to my neighbors. I've had a helping hand several times in my life, so now, if I'm tempted to say no when someone else needs a lift, I just recall that line that says,
"But to us, he gives the keeping of the lights around the shore."
Our responsibility reaches beyond our next-door neighbors. It includes all men and women everywhere who look to us for help toward a better way of life. If we're true to our task, we won't fail.
Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.
Well, folks, our little visit with you is over, and in a few minutes we'll all be heading for home. But let me remind you that Music Valley will never be deserted, because Music Valley exists in your heart, and your heart can be filled with music. This is Jimmy Wakely saying good night.
We'll all be back in Rainbow Valley, where the sun shines every day.
Yes, we'll get together with you next week in Music Valley to enjoy Merle Travis and his talking guitar, the Saddle Pals, Dakota Russell, the Sunset Riders and Holly O'Neill, Jack Rivers, Arthur Smith, and the songs of America's newest cowboy singing star, Jimmy Wakely. Till then, this is Art Presby saying so long, everybody, and keep happy. NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.